Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another Wednesday solo episode. In case you are new here, my name is Olivia Eve. I started this podcast a little bit over a year ago, and this podcast revolves a lot around wellness, self-love, fitness, health, just the whole entire journey of becoming a better version of your yesterday self with the good days and the bad days. I'm super excited for today's episode because we're going to be talking about advice in your 20s. I think I'm going to make this into a two-part series where I post part one today and then part two on Friday, because I feel like I got so many responses from you guys. So I went on Instagram earlier this week and I asked you guys to kind of give me lessons that you've learned in your 20s. I'm only 21 years old, so I'm kind of just now beginning my 20s. I turned 22 this upcoming summer. And even within this one past year, I feel like this whole past week, I've just been feeling like I've been learning so much, and I've just realized how many emotions come with being this age and how many lessons come and how many things that you learn. So for example, I feel like in your 20s, you have, and obviously when I say in your 20s, you could feel this as a teenager, you could feel this in your 30s. But at the end of the day, I feel like that's kind of the time where a lot of people are realizing what relationships they value in their life, what are their priorities, what do they want to do in the future. You know, your 20s are when you're going into college, graduating college, finding a full-time job, maybe getting married, maybe having kids, maybe getting into a serious relationship, maybe ending a serious relationship, moving into your first house, moving into your first apartment. All these things, majority of the time, happen in your 20s going into your 30s. And I feel like within all those big steps, you learn so much about yourself, about the people around you, about people's intentions. And there's some days where you wake up feeling lonely, anxious, depressed, and just overthink every single situation that you've been in your life and the negativity that it brings on you. And then you wake up some days and you're feeling grateful and joyful and successful and financially secure. So it just kind of, there's so many different emotions that you feel when you're in that point. And I feel like I wanted to get advice from you guys as well, rather than just me, because like I said, I'm only been in my 20s for a year. So I think that it'd be nice to kind of see your answers and reflect on them. Before we get into the episode, I just want to check in with you guys a little bit. So it is Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. I feel like Wednesdays, honestly, I really enjoy, because I feel like I love Thursdays. Like I love Thursdays just because it's like so close to the weekend. And for me, I only have like morning classes on Thursday, so I get to enjoy the rest of my day afterwards, which is always really nice. And Fridays, I don't have classes, so it's kind of just really nice to be able to sleep in a little bit and get some work done for You From Eve. So I'm really, really excited for the rest of the week. Like I said, today is Wednesday, so I had the whole day off from school today, which is really nice. I have classes Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and I made my schedule for next semester, and I made my classes Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so pretty similar. And I don't really have much to do today besides this and studying for my accounting exam, which I hate studying for my accounting exam so much. Accounting is literally the worst class ever, and I've been struggling with it so much. But I know that if I keep putting in a bunch of work today, it'll be worth it tomorrow when I go into the exam feeling confident. So I'm definitely a little bit nervous for that, but it'll be really good when it's over. So tomorrow I have my accounting exam, and then probably just going to be prepping for Friday's episode. If you didn't listen to my last episode, I had an exciting announcement about how I just started selling my own digital downloads. So if you go to my website and then you go to shop, it'll be in the description below. It's on my Instagram. My Instagram is at For You From Eve. I sold a $15 self-discovery journal and then $5 iPhone wallpapers and $5 desktop wallpapers. I have given away iPhone and desktop wallpapers for free in the past many times, but I decided that I wanted to donate the profits to the Anxiety Association of America, the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, because I just felt like, you know, purchasing something like that is helping you because it's helping your self-growth and your self-love, but then also being able to donate in the same way is helping other people out there as well, where resources like that aren't just enough for them and there's other help that needs to be sought. So I'm really, really excited about that little business venture that I started. Definitely check out the description. I just saw my journal in front of my face, so I was like, this is really fun. I'm also going to be doing a giveaway in the end of April, going into May, which I'm also really excited for. So that's just a little announcement. I wanted to just check in with you guys and update you guys. I posted a like set desk setup the other day on my TikTok and on my Instagram, and I'm just sitting at my desk right now and it just feels so much better. I'm still waiting for a few things to come in, but this YouTuber I watched named Sydney Zora, she posted herself like setting up her desk, and I fell in love with everything that she had, and I was like, I'm buying those things. So I set in a huge Amazon order and I just set it up yesterday, and I'm really happy with how it came out so far. It's not completely done, but I just feel like my bedroom is something I invest a lot in because it's where I am a lot of the time, because I am a content creator, someone who makes podcasts and just is at home a lot because of my job. I think it's so important to have a space that I love working in, especially if you live at home with family. I think it's good to have your designated area where you can kind of get your work done and focus and not have a lot of distractions. So I'm really happy with how it came out. This is definitely something I prioritize. Let's go ahead and get into the episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. Okay, so the first piece of advice that I got, I love this. I'm not going to say who they're from, even though I want to give you guys credit. I don't know if a lot of you are comfortable with that. I just feel like I don't want to like expose anything for everyone. So the first piece of advice that I got is you have to love yourself before you can love someone else. I couldn't agree with this more. I think that if you don't love yourself, you're not really going to teach someone else how they love you. And no one's, the person that you're with isn't really going to know what they have and why you're so worthy and what you deserve. So I think if you don't love yourself before you get into a relationship, you settle because you don't realize what you deserve. You don't realize kind of how happy you deserve to be or how loved you deserve to be. So when you are at that amazing place with yourself, you go into a relationship knowing what you have to offer. And you're like, I know what I have to offer, so I'm not going to settle. If this guy isn't able to provide, or this girl isn't able to provide this and that for me, I'm not going to sit in this relationship because I provide those things for myself. So why am I going to be with someone who doesn't? So if you're someone that, you know, you feel very confident in your lifestyle of working out and you're really proud of yourself for it, and you're with someone who doesn't really appreciate that and doesn't really think that what you're doing is cool or ask about it, you don't deserve to be with that person. You already make yourself feel that way. So why are you going to be with someone who doesn't? So I feel like loving yourself before you can love someone else also has a lot to do with how you love that person. If you're in a relationship where you don't love yourself, you're going to be a little bit more insecure in that relationship. You're going to feel insecure about who they're surrounded by, who they're with, you know, other people that they're talking to, their other friends. And once you are that way in a relationship, it can cause a lot of fights, which is obviously not good. And you don't want that. It can cause so many fights between you guys and just kind of drive a wedge in between your relationship. And it's nothing that you can really control. It's kind of just a journey in its own. And I know for myself, getting into a relationship where you don't love yourself, it's just really difficult on the other person as well. Because, you know, if the person loves you through it and waits for you to kind of get to that point, they really love you. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, this is worth it. And then once you are at that point, and I feel like for me, I kind of go in and out of that point. Like, there's times where I'm really in the point of being super in love with myself and super confident and super sure of who I am and knowing my worth. But then sometimes I'm really sad and I'm really anxious about the way that I look and my body image and physical appearance. And I know that this past week, for some reason, I have been really just anxious and upset this whole week. And I'm someone that I haven't really gotten, you know, I don't really like to call them breakdowns, but I guess like little breakdowns, I haven't gotten them in a while. And I know it was because I was working out a lot. I still am, but I knew that was why I wasn't really getting those breakdowns often, because I kind of was just at a point where I was really happy and I was releasing all that energy through my workouts. But for some reason this past week, I felt very low with myself. Like, I felt very self-conscious and insecure and upset. And I don't know if it's just the weather in New Jersey, because it's been gloomy and raining and so disgusting out every single day. I don't know if it's kind of just like a time where I'm going through a little phase like that, but I just feel like at the end of the day, I kind of have to just reconnect with myself. And I think recording my podcast, working out, just launching this shop really helped me kind of make that step with myself and be like, look what all you could, like, look at everything you can do. You're going to sit there and cry about your body when you are capable of doing and making all these amazing things. So loving yourself is a journey that's not always going to be up. I've been at points last month where I was at the best place with myself, and then all of a sudden it starts to go down a little. And it got to a point where I was like, okay, I'm not happy with how I look right now or how I feel right now or who I am right now. But at the end of the day, it's okay to have down days like that. You know, you can't have any good days without the bad days. So I feel like you need to remind yourself that a self-love journey is not always upwards. And when you are dating someone, just because you're having a really low day doesn't mean you should take it out on that person. And it doesn't mean that you have to walk away from the relationship and work on yourself. For me personally, I feel like that was always an excuse I made for myself. It's like you have to be single and independent alone if you want to work on yourself. But if you are in the right and healthy relationship, you are going to be with someone who loves you through the good and the bad and grows with you. Because we're all young. At the end of the day, we have so much room to grow, especially in your 20s. This is just like a pivotal point in your life where you have so much opportunity and there's so much growth to happen and so much change that's going to happen. So I feel like you kind of just need to realize that things are going to change in your life, and it might be scary. It might be something that you don't really want, but it's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, you're not growing. The next piece of advice is your mental health is so important. I genuinely feel like mental health was not talked about until quarantine of 2020 when we were all stuck at home. And I feel like we got to a point where, because we were stuck at home alone without our friends, without our boyfriends or girlfriends, away from a lot of our family, we had so much time to just sit with ourselves and reflect and feel things and think of emotions and feelings and all these things. And I feel like because of that, we were like, wait. There's like so many mental health issues going on, and we just didn't realize it because we were never stuck at home to think about it. And now that we were stuck at home to think about it, it got to a point where it was normalized. It's like if you said that you were anxious, people weren't like, oh my God, she's so weird. Like, what does that even mean? It's like it's normalized now. And I think it's good that it's normalized. You know, I think bad mental health, I think it should be normalized, but not romanticized. I feel like sometimes I see it getting romanticized or perceived in different ways, and I don't think it should be like that, because I don't want it to be an excuse for people, because I've seen it be an excuse for me, and I don't want to see that. I don't want people to think that there's something wrong with them if they say that they're anxious or if they say that they're sad. I don't want someone to say that they're sad and then all of a sudden think they have all these like different issues and conditions going on, because at the end of the day, it's okay to just feel anxious. It's okay to just feel sad. It's okay to just feel insecure. Like, these are normal human emotions, and it's okay to feel them. And I feel like the second that we feel them, we think that there's something wrong with us. And I feel like that's why I love having this podcast, and that's why I created this little website shop with the journal, is because this journal is a really good way to let out your emotions and feelings on your own and kind of just think of these things and self-reflect and kind of just self-discover things. So that was a big part of creating my journal, because I know that like just sitting down and thinking things is so overwhelming, and then not having a prompt to write how you feel can kind of feel very like you don't really know where to go with it type of thing. You don't really know where to start, and then you end up just not doing it. So I think for me personally, creating those prompts was a really, really good way for me to – I sat down. I did all the prompts. I wanted to kind of see how they made me feel. I wanted to see which ones I should add, which ones I should remove. And I remember tearing up at some of the questions. And I remember one of the prompts that I have in my journal is to write a love letter to yourself. And I was crying so much as I was writing it, because there's things that – you know, we get so negative about it. I know this is kind of stepping out of the, I know it's still in mental health. It's just the mental health self-love part, but we're so normalized to think negative things about ourselves and be our biggest critics. So it's like when we sit down and we're forced to write things that we love about ourselves, it can make you a little emotional, because it's so hard for you to think about the things that you love about yourself, but it's so easy to think about the things that you would change about yourself. So when you sit and you reflect, and this is why I created this journal, is because I want people to realize how easily they can write the bad things and how easily they forget the good things. So once I kind of made that point to make this journal and sit and reflect with myself, I got really emotional at writing a love letter to myself, because I was like, what do I love about myself? Like, what is something I appreciate about myself? And in the beginning, you're going to be really stuck, and it's going to make you sad, and it's going to make you emotional. But once you start writing, everything just flows through your head. Everything just starts coming to you, and you start to realize all these things that you actually truly love about yourself and things that you appreciate about yourself. So aside from journal prompts, there's so many other ways to kind of, you know, work with your mental health, like moving your body. Like I said, working out has completely changed my life. I did a whole episode on it. It has completely changed my life to work out and be active and live this wellness health lifestyle. Whether this lifestyle is coming through my podcast, it's coming through my Instagram, my TikTok, just, you know, how I'm living my life every day. it has made such a difference in my life and this community in general, like you listening to this episode, have changed my life. Truly changed my life. And those are things that help my mental health. They're not just sitting down and meditating and journaling. They're things that I do or think about every day that have helped me over time. Your mental health, your self-love journey, these aren't things that you're going to think right before you sleep and then you wake up and you're like, I'm better. Like, no more anxiety for the rest of my life, only happiness. It's like, that's not possible. And that's not a human thing. We're not robots. We're not allowed to just pick what feeling we want and wake up and feel it. At the end of the day, these little things that you do in your life, these are going to affect how you feel every single day. So I think mental health also, it's really important to check on the people around you's mental health. I think that that's become more normalized now too. Like, I never used to just text my friends and be like, how are you feeling? Like, are you anxious? Are you feeling okay about this situation that you've been going through? I've never been someone that did that. I've always been like the person that, you know, gave advice and asked about problems, but I've never texted my friends first to be like, you know, is your mental health doing okay? And I think it's becoming a lot more normalized to do that now, which I really love, because sometimes people just need someone to ask them. Like, sometimes someone just needs someone to text and ask, like, hey, is your mental health okay? Before they spill it all out. The next piece of advice that I got, I love this one. Not in my 20s, but I have learned to trust even when you can't see the end result yet. As someone who has been working out for over a year, I cannot agree with this piece of advice enough, because I feel like I've had such a horrible mindset when it came to working out a lot of the time, where I started to work out because I wanted to see an end result. I wanted to see myself lose weight. I wanted to see a toned stomach. These were reasons that I had started working out. And then once I wasn't seeing those results, I kept wondering, is what I'm doing worth it? Like, is me working out worth it? Is it even helping me? Is it something that I should be continue doing if it's not doing anything for me? And I just kept questioning and asking myself all these different things, because I was at a point of just being, I guess, annoyed with myself. And I was just annoyed that I wasn't seeing results. Habits now, results later. That's the number one advice I can give for that. Because at the end of the day, if you're creating a habit like working out in your life or eating healthy or studying for school, let's say, I feel like I always use the working out excuse, but let's say for school, right? You have a D in the class and you're like, oh my God, I have a D in the class. Like, I have to start working really, really hard. So you have an exam on Friday, right? You have a D in the class. Let's say Monday, you study so hard for that exam. Tuesday, you're going to wake up. As much as you studied, your grade didn't change. Tuesday, you study all day. Wednesday, you wake up, your grade still didn't change, even though you studied all of Monday and Tuesday and et cetera and et cetera. Now it's Friday and you're taking the exam. You take the exam that you studied hours for every single day this past week. You get an A on the exam. Now your grade changes to a B. That's your end result, right? But if that happens and then you go right back into slacking and not studying, your grade's going to go down to a C, back to a D again, and et cetera. If you're not creating that habit to incorporate studying every day a little bit into your routine, or if it's not for school, it's just for working out. Like, let's say you want to, you know, have, you just want to look like the best version of yourself and you want to feel like the best version of yourself. If you wake up in the morning, you go to the gym, you come home, you shower, you get ready for your day, you're going to wake up the next morning, you're not going to see any results. Next day, you do the same exact thing. You wake up, you go to the gym, you shower. Next day, you're not going to see any results. You keep going and going. You might not see results for weeks, months, or years. You might not see results for years. And does that scare you? It could be, but why aren't you seeing results? Is working out the only thing you're doing? Are you also eating healthy? Are you also taking care of your mind? There's little things that get incorporated. For me, as much as I was working out, the effort that I was putting into the physical aspect was not the same that I was putting into what I was putting into my body. I don't really know what aspect you call that. I guess the like inward aspect, I don't really know, internal. So what I was doing for the outside of my body, I was not matching with what I was doing to the inside of my body. So when I wasn't seeing results, I knew why I wasn't seeing results. And I think at the end of the day, I think this is why this past week I've been kind of going through, I guess, a little rough time with body image, is because I realize how much I've been working out and how I still don't look the way I want. And that sounds so shallow. It sounds just so wrong and not fair to say to myself, because I've been working so hard to create the gym as a habit, and it is. So instead of being proud of myself that the gym is a part of my life and a part of my routine and a habit that I have, I get mad at myself that it hasn't changed the way I look. And that's kind of contradicting what I'm telling you in this episode. It's being hypocritical and it's not being fair to myself. And I kind of realized, like, the gym is something I nailed down. You know, it's a habit. It's something that I love doing. It's a habit that I have in my life. But as for eating, like, am I Am I eating enough of the same nutrients? Like, am I having a healthy relationship with food? These are things that I also have to weigh out when it comes to the physical aspect, because it's like internally it has become a habit and it has become a part of my life. But, you know, on the physical side, you're still allowed to want to look healthy. You want to look how you feel. And I feel like I don't look how I feel. And I think that's something that I've been wanting to change for a while. So I think that it's fair to tell myself, you know, that's a goal of mine. Because at the end of the day, if you tell yourself, I want to lose 5 pounds, right? That's an infinite goal. Or you're like, I want to lose weight. That's an infinite goal. Because you're going to lose 5, then you're going to want to lose 10, then you're going to want to lose 15, and et cetera, and et cetera. But if you kind of have a goal of, I just want to look and feel good, that's all. I don't want to look like Kendall Jenner. I just want to look like the best me that there is out there. The best me that is out there is out there. And I just want to look like her. So I think changing your mindset to just want to look like the best version of yourself and feel like the best version of yourself is the best way to not focus too much on the end result, because there is no such thing as an end result. There's no ending to your story. There's no ending to your journey. It's always going to be up. Some days it's going to be down. It's always going to be kind of up and down. And just going throughout your day and going throughout your weeks and your months and your years, you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days, you're going to have confident days, you're going to have insecure days. But at the end of the day, there's no such thing as an end result, because you're just going to become better every single day that you're working towards it. The next piece of advice that I got is, one good friend is better than a huge group of friends. Honestly, growing up, I feel like I've always had a small group of really good friends opposed to like a big group of friends. I've always kind of just been born and raised with the same group of girls my whole entire life, and I'm so grateful for that. I feel like part of me felt like I didn't have to. I think the only negative of it was part of me felt like I didn't have to try to branch out and make other friends, because I was just so comfortable with what I had. And I only really made like school friends and stuff. But I also just feel like I didn't bond or get along with people that I went to school with that well. And I always kind of knew that when I graduated high school, a lot of these people weren't someone I was going to see myself spending the rest of my life with, type of thing. So I think growing up, having that core friend group was a really good way to kind of just have always someone to lean back on and always have a group to be best friends with and treat like family. So I definitely agree with this. I think in your 20s, as you're kind of growing up, you realize who kind of fits your life and who doesn't. And sometimes those, you know, friends that you had when you were really young, they don't fit into your life anymore, type of thing, where you kind of grew out of each other. And that's okay. And I think that it could be really sad to talk about and to think about and to go through. But at the end of the day, everyone grows at different paces. And it's very normal and very much okay if you and someone you used to be really good friends with don't live the same lifestyle anymore or don't have the same morals and values that you used to. So it's always good to kind of have that core friend group, and you receive what you attract. So if you attract someone who's really supportive, if you're like that really supportive, caring, loving, positive friend, you're going to also attract someone who is like that. Even if it takes a little bit of time, it is coming. I think that when you're in college or you're starting a new job, it can be a little bit nerve-wracking to branch out and make that group of friends. But once you do, I promise it's so worth it. And sometimes it's worth it. Sometimes it doesn't turn out right, but it's either a lesson or a blessing. And the next piece of advice that I got asked is, you are your own best friend. Give yourself the care you deserve. I 100% agree with this. I did a whole episode talking about becoming your own best friend, because I think that we undervalue the relationship that we have with ourselves. I feel like we don't really think to ourselves like how important the relationship with ourselves is, because it is the root of every single relationship in our life. The way you feel about yourself is the way others are going to feel about you. If you talk super negatively about yourself, people are going to think it's okay to do the same to you. So I think that you really just need to be the best version of yourself and fall in love with that version of yourself, and other people will also see that. The next advice that I got is, please set boundaries with significant others. Do not build a relationship without boundaries first. Yes, I feel like in your 20s, you're either getting out of a relationship, getting into a relationship, marrying someone, whatever it is. Boundaries in a relationship are huge. I think that they have to be discussed early in the relationship, because there are some things that you just won't settle for that your partner might not realize or might not be able to fix about themselves. And that's something that should be talked about in the early kind of stages, where you're on the verge of going out, but you haven't gone out yet, that type of thing. So I really just feel like setting boundaries with your partner if you are comfortable and in a good, healthy relationship with your partner, you're not going to feel weird setting boundaries. You're not going to feel uncomfortable or awkward doing it because this is someone that you're super comfortable with. At the end of the day, I think that it's really important to kind of figure out what you want from a relationship. What is something that you want to gain from your partner? What is something that you want to gain from your relationship? Do you want to feel supported, cared for, loved? What do you value? Do you value loyalty, honesty, faith, you know, their religion? Are they humble? Are they hardworking? Do you not care if someone's hardworking? These things that you value in a relationship, you need to figure it out before you get into a relationship. Because if you don't realize what you want in someone and what you want in a relationship, you're going to settle for someone who's not giving you those things. And you might not realize till later on what you're actually missing in that relationship. And you could have avoided that if you just thought about it before. So I think before, and also something I like to talk about is, if you're in your 20s and you're single and you're freaking out because you're in your 20s and you're single and all you're thinking to yourself is, I want a boyfriend, I want a boyfriend, I want a boyfriend. If that's all you're saying, the next guy that comes along and gives you attention, you're going to say, oh, I want a boyfriend. This guy can give me everything I want. He can give me attention. He can take me out on dates. We could take pictures and post together. He can buy me gifts. I can buy him gifts. Right away, this is my boyfriend. And you're going to get into that relationship because all you were attracting was a boyfriend. You weren't attracting a specific boy. You know, if there's someone that you feel something for or you feel passionate about, that's something that you should be attracting. You shouldn't just be attracting, I want to be in a relationship and I want a boyfriend because I'm in my 20s. If there's someone that you feel something strongly for and there's someone that you're like, you know what, like this is someone that I really, really like. I love, you know, the job that they have. I love their personality. I love their faith, their humbleness, all these things, their morals and values match mine. Like this is the person I want. That's something that you can physically attract and work towards and something that you know that it's going to be like a good relationship type of thing, opposed to just saying, I want a relationship. You're kind of just going to take anything that comes by. So that's a little dating advice for your 20s, because I think when we get into our 20s, we think we have to be in a serious relationship. Your serious relationship can end at age 25. You have no idea what can kind of happen. And at the end of the day, it's like, I feel like we think that's the end of the world, because it's like there's things that we quote on, we set a specific timeline for ourselves and we're like, I have to date someone by this age, get married at this age, have kids at this age, move out on this age, graduate this age, whatever it is. And we think we have to set this expectation for ourselves and these standards. And it's like the second we get disappointed from it or the second something doesn't work out, we feel like our whole life is just done. We're like, oh my gosh, we broke up. Now I'm not going to get married or have kids till this year. Instead of thinking we broke up, now part of my life is over, it's like we broke up, now I can start a new part of my life. So I think we become very dependent on relationships in our 20s. And honestly, I kind of want to do a whole episode on relationships in your 20s, because I think that that could be a really, really good one, because I feel like we put so much pressure on ourselves to find the one in our 20s, where the one might not be coming until we're 30 or older, or late 20s or early 20s or before your 20s. You literally have no idea. So I think that's honestly something I should do a whole episode on, because there's way too much pressure in the dating scene in your 20s. Like we think we have to fit this timeline, and it never works out that way. The next piece of advice that I got, it's better to regret doing things than regretting to not have done them. I 100% agree. I feel like I'm someone that's always kind of like said no type of thing. And I think that I've been getting more into saying yes. Like if an event is coming up or a party is coming up or something is coming up, I'm more inclined to say yes now. Like I'm like, oh yes, I'm down. Like I'll go, rather than before I used to always kind of just say no and be like, I just want to stay home and have a chill night. And I think now I'm kind of more into saying yes and exploring more. I feel like it's good to have, you know, that relationship with yourself where you just love spending time with yourself. Like for me, I'm so comfortable spending time alone. Like I love just watching YouTube alone, cooking alone, baking alone, doing my podcast, like working by myself, working out by myself. There's all these things that I just love doing by myself. And I think for that reason, I don't really branch out to make plans with other people as much as I used to when I was like in high school. And I think now that I've created such a good relationship with myself, I just love spending time alone and doing things alone. So I think that I've been more into saying yes now and been more into kind of going out. I feel like we forget that there can be balance in our life. And I think that a lot of people in my community I know are in the wellness and fitness and health community, and we love all things self-care, self-love. We love going to the gym and getting home early, cooking dinner, showering, and going to sleep early, and that's our happiness. But just because we do that doesn't mean that the next night we can't be, you know, clubbing in the city till 2 o'clock in the morning. Honestly, I always will prefer a night in, but I think that it's also good to experience meeting new people and seeing new people and having those memories with your friends, I think is so important too. And it's something that kind of gets overlooked when in this wellness community, because we always think that we have to be waking up at 6 a.m. and sleeping at 9 p.m. and eating a healthy meal and, you know, gua shaing before bed and ice rolling in the morning. And these are amazing things that I do think should be practiced daily and put into your routine. But at the end of the day, just because you want to go out to like one or two times a week, that doesn't mean that you're not a wellness girl. It doesn't mean that you're not healthy. It doesn't mean that you're not a fitness girl. It just means that you have a balance. And without balance, you really can't achieve that lifestyle, because it's not going to be realistic for you. And the second that you slip up, it's just going to be filled with self-guilt, and you're just going to be really mad at yourself for slipping up. So I think that is really important to just sit back and realize you're allowed to have balance in your lifestyle. And without balance, you're only going to expect good of yourself, and you're going to constantly be disappointed. The last piece of advice that I will be answering for this episode, like I said, I will be doing part two on Friday. So the last piece of advice for part one is, you don't have to have it all figured out. And I love this one because, like I said, I think that we put a lot of pressure on ourselves at this point in our lives. And we think that, you know, because big milestones normally happen in our 20s, like I said, buying a house, getting a job, graduating school, relationships, marriage, kids, all these things, because we see people doing it in their 20s, we think that we also need to fit that timeline, and we don't. It's like, at the end of the day, you create your own timeline for yourself. You decide what you want and when you want it. So I really do just feel like we put this pressure on ourselves to have this perfect lifestyle by a certain age. And then when it doesn't happen, we think it's just never going to happen. And we think that our 20s are it. And we're like, okay, 20s, like, that's the only time I can be successful. That's the only time I can be rich. That's the only time I can be healthy. Once I'm 30, it's over. And we don't realize how much our priorities shift as we get older. Like, think of yourself 5 years ago. What were you prioritizing 5 years ago? What were you prioritizing 5 years before that? It's like, 5 years ago, I was 16 years old. I was a junior in high school, prioritizing my sports and the people I was around and all this toxic behavior. 5 years before that, I was 11, prioritizing soccer and basketball and like after school lunch, like little things like that. It's like you're changing every year, and your priorities are changing every year. The things that you used to care about, you're going to grow to not care about anymore. And you're going to care about new things and more exciting and amazing things. It's like, at the end of the day, there's no timeline on our life. It's like, you get to enjoy life as much as you want, and you get to incorporate these things into your daily life and just kind of do what makes you happy. And it's like, as long as you keep just doing what makes you happy, you're not going to put this pressure that you have to fit a certain criteria at a certain time in your life. So that's the piece of advice I'm going to end on. I feel like I'm out of breath from this episode, and it's so gloomy out. Like, I record right in front of my window because that's where my desk is. I cannot believe how gloomy it is outside, and it's just draining my energy. Like, it really takes the energy out of me. But it's 1 p.m. right now, and I have to study for my accounting exam the rest of the day. So I will be cutting this to two parts. So you will get part two on Friday. So definitely be on the lookout for that. Make sure you guys follow me on Instagram at For You From Eve. I've been a lot more active on my stories and my posts than recently, and also on TikTok at Olivia Eve Shabu. I've been posting so much more on TikTok. So I've kind of stepped it up with my editing, I'm not going to lie. So definitely check that out. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day.